Well, yesterday, President Obama signed into law a new bill that encourages drug companies to develop a vaccine for the Zika virus. The law puts Zika on the FDA's Priority Review Voucher Program, which fast-tracks the development of treatments for tropical diseases like Zika. The White House has also asked for an additional $1.9 billion in emergency funding to help the CDC fight Zika in this country and around the world. A vaccine may be a ways away, but there are already many researchers working to come up with a Zika vaccine and get it out to the public as soon as possible. A reminder, vaccines work as sort of a training run for the body. They jumpstart the immune system to start fighting invaders by using weakened or altered versions of a bacteria or virus responsible for disease to trick the body into creating antibodies to fight off the disease when and if it comes. Some vaccines protect for a lifetime. Some need boosting. So where are we in a vaccine for the Zika virus? Danny Vellum is Senior Director of End-to-End Innovation at Sanofi Pasteur. They're part of a global team working to develop a Zika vaccine. He joins us in the studio. Danny, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure.
How close do you think we are to having a vaccine?
I have to take Anthony Fauci's estimate as probably where everybody is, which is to say we hope to have something ready for the general population the end of 2018.
Well, and Fauci, who again is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases,
there you go,
says he hopes to start testing a DNA vaccine by September. This would be ahead of human trials. So,
right.
He's hoping to start testing. So distinguish for us a DNA vaccine versus what are you doing?
So my company, Sanofi Pasteur, is developing live attenuated vaccine, which is to say we are generating through molecular genetics, a version of Zika that still is immunological but doesn't have the virulence or doesn't cause the disease. It's a Zika virus that we've tweaked so that it doesn't cause disease.
Right. So you can't, if something goes wrong, you can't either come down with it or spread it.
Right.
Yeah. And what are you basing it on? We know that the Zika virus is part of a family of viruses. One virus in that family, dengue, already has a vaccine. Do you piggyback on that? How does it work?
Yes, exactly. So the original vaccine in this family was for yellow fever, and it was developed a long time ago. Since then, we've learned through molecular genetics how similar these viruses are in their genome and learned to swap genes and mutate genes such that we can essentially build a non-virulent virus. It still replicates in the body, just like the disease virus, but it doesn't cause the disease. So dengue is one version of that. Before that, we had Japanese encephalitis vaccine, and we've even developed, through clinical trials at least, a West Nile vaccine.
Right. And the dengue one, we know it just got licensed in the last few months, and it's going to be rolling out in different places. Remind us where we are in our knowledge of Zika. We know there's a link to brain damage in the fetuses of pregnant women. But there were also reports that it's sexually transmitted. So where are we in what we know about Zika? Because then that helps us know who needs to get vaccinated.
Right. We are on a very steep learning curve. Birth defects are the first thing that we see. We're also starting to see more and more of the neurological effects, not in pregnant women, but in other parts of the population. Guillain-Barré syndrome has been widely reported. Starting to see other neurological sequelae that are related to the fact that it's an encephalitis. It prefers to end up in neurological tissue in the brain and the spinal cord, and people can have other symptoms that don't really make the headlines but can impact them in a lot of cases for the rest of their lives.
Right. And so it feels as if Dr. Fauci is saying that the vaccine is going to focus initially on pregnant women, vaccines in different areas being developed. But it sounds as if eventually everyone might need this vaccine.
It's seeming a lot like that.
Yeah. So how does this work? You referenced Dr. Fauci. He's been talking overall about different paths that are trying to lead to a vaccine. Are you all competing with each other? We know there's a company in India. You're kind of nodding like maybe you're sort of competing with each other.
We're competing to be the first to somehow impact this unmet medical need. when it's something like this, where it's truly impactful to a naive population, much like what happened with Ebola last year, we're all competing to get something out that can impact people's lives. There's not a profit motive because we're really looking to provide the vaccine to governments, to non-governmental agencies. Funding will come probably from all over, from PATH and from Gates and from government.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation,
to right. To make sure that everybody who needs this gets it.
Right. So it's not as if, oh, gee, we're hoping we can come up with this so that we can sell it at the pharmacy to the general public over the counter. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. Vaccines are rarely marketed or promoted in that way.
Well, where do you think you might start the human trials for Zika?
We're projecting that it will be in 2017. We hope in the first half of 2017. It takes some time to generate the vaccine candidates, to test them in animals. And then once we have the good animal data that says this is the candidate we want to move forward with, or maybe we move forward with two, then we began the process of trying to build a manufacturing process for making it. It then goes through another round of animal testing. And with that body of data, how we've made it, how it's been manufactured, and how it's been tested, we can then go to the regulatory agency and say, we'd like to run a human trial.
I'm wondering, as you have to take those steps. Meantime, are you praying that Zika doesn't have a huge cat? I mean, it's already been catastrophic for,
right.
You know, if it's one mother with one child, it's already been catastrophic. But are you just praying, fingers crossed, that it doesn't?
Absolutely.
Worse? Yeah.
Absolutely. The two mosquitoes, unfortunately, are ubiquitous. They're in 30 states in the U.S., Mexico, Central America, South America. Climate and weather makes a difference. But these are funny mosquitoes. They like to live in cities. They can live in an old tire that's got a cup of dirty water in it. And that's awfully hard to deal with.
So your clock is ticking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's Danny Vellum, Senior Director of End-to-End Innovation at Sanofi Pasteur, part of a team working to develop a vaccine for Zika. Danny, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Robin. It's going to be a tough nut, but we have an incredible team that's actually doing the work, and we've done it before, so we think we have a pretty good chance of making it happen this time.